Oh yeah.
Welcome everybody to well, 502. To another episode of Exotica TV. Happy hour-ish. I feel like we've been doing this for a long time, but you know, it just never gets old. Hey Danny boy, my trusted host, my heterosexual life partner.
Hetero
life mate is what we've refined it to at this point. We're here. What's up?
Dude. This is our 15th episode.
15th? Who would have thunk it?
I don't know. Not me.
Did you? Yeah. I when we first started this thing, how long did you think that we were going to be doing like Exotica TV and, you know, in quarantine mode? What was your guess? Like,
my initial guess was a month.
Yeah, I thought like two.
Maybe a month and a half.
I figured like we'd be eight episodes in, you know, we would obviously be rich and famous by then. I mean, eight episodes, really, you know.
We're famous-ish.
No, we're not. No.
I was walking up my stairs and somebody recognized me.
Kids. I was gonna say your kids. Yeah, no, those are the only people that I'm seeing. Well, listen, you know, we do have new amazing breaking news, which is we are going to be taking Happy Hour-ish on the road next week.
On the road. Well, yep. You're going on the road.
On the road again. Right, can't wait to get back.
Where
on the road again.
Vermont?
I'm going to Vermont. So we're gonna test out this whole like how to make this shit happen on a little 13-inch MacBook. Stay tuned next week to see how that goes.
That should be good.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
That's what I figured.
You're going to forget because you're going to be eating Ben and Jerry's, hanging out with your folks.
True.
Drinking tequila, margaritas that your mom makes. Hi, Mom.
Also very true.
And you're just going to forget to come on.
No, I'm not. I'm in. I'm dedicated, Dan. I tested the Wi-Fi speeds last time I was home in Vermont. Got 100 megabytes, should be raring and ready to go.
That means nothing, absolutely fucking nothing.
Life is the ultimate adventure, Dan. Just remember that.
Life is the ultimate, what is that? Is that like from a Jeep?
Let's turn lemons into lemonade.
No. Where's the other thing from, though? Life is an adventure, whatever. I don't fucking know.
Life is the ultimate adventure. All right, so... What do we got going on today, Danny boy? What are we thinking?
We got lots of shit. Well, we got lots of shit we're going to talk about with our guests. We have not one, not two, but three guests today, Jay. Three. The power of three.
Yes. Yes, we do. I love it when a plan comes together.
We got a dude and two women.
A dude. Not just any dude. Dan.
We have industry veteran James Bartholay. On. He's an actor.
I'm going to wait till you finish the intro for all of them to bring them in. Yeah, so.
A radio host, a publicist, and he has been nice enough to grace us with two of his clients, Miss September Rain, and the one and only Miss Misty Stone.
What's up, guys?
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, hello, baby.
I see James. James, it took you literally 3.2 seconds to be a moron.
No, he was showing us how to. He was showing us how to wear a mask.
Shows how not
to, how not to wear a mask.
Version of Tony Orlando and Dawn. Tie a yellow dildo round the old oak tree.
I don't think I'm familiar.
Dan, only people your age remember that joke. I don't get it. You need to explain it to me.
Did you know I am 137 years old?
Yes.
In dog years?
137. So my first hard-hitting question is, James, did you get your hair fixed in the 30 seconds that it took? Or... I want... Exactly.
Boing.
That's what I thought. I can't wait to see it. I hope we're going to do a big unveil. Look at it. Is it all cleaned up now?
Clean it?
Oh, no. He definitely didn't clean it. All right. Well, listen. Put it away for now.
I thought you put like your initials in the back of his head or something. You guys did it for him.
He shaved his old football numbers.
Says BLM.
Yeah, BLM. We don't want to stoop them to your hairline level. That's definitely not where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
So,
hair
Dan, how is it that you and I are trapped in houses for months with children and wives and girlfriends. And James fucking Bartolet is over there kicking it in L.A. with these two. How does that work? I want to know because I want to do it.
With the back of his head looking like that.
It's a, dude, bad haircut and all.
On our door. We've got DPs for you. Where the fucking is hers and hers and his. Three company.
Jay, we can just leave and just let that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I'm quite content in my little bubble here. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I like being in my little bubble with my girlfriend and my kids and my dog and not having to leave the.
I'm envisioning.
I leave the house, I go in the yard, I hit the pool. Yeah. If you know, I'll cook, or you know, if I want some food, I'll hit DoorDash or something. Like, dude, I'm happy. I'm
already channeling my inner James because I have like the same haircut, except mine is actually evenly distributed amongst my head versus.
You're like before, I'm middle, and James is after.
Yes, I like that.
But I'm pumped. Where's my sound effect? But,
you know how?
Can't hear him. So I mean, what have you guys been up to? I mean, Misty, what have you been up to out there?
Baby, you know. I have been feeling so wonderful about working for myself, producing my own content, and making my own money, baby. It is just
OnlyFans.
Easy. Yeah. It's so easy. I just take weird videos of me eating, cleaning my tub in heels, picking up dog shit on the balcony, and make sure I shake my butt when I do it. No.
We actually had somebody on that actually had, I can't remember who it was, that actually, they told us like during the broadcast that they actually had their poop person was there. And we said, pool person? No.
Poop person.
Poop person. So they actually had somebody that came and picked up their dog shit.
Wow. Alexis, yeah. Alexis Fox.
Alexis Fox, that's yep. it. That's who it was.
She's gotta, you gotta get step your poop game up.
You gotta step your poop game up. You pick up your own.
Oh my God! Can monkey, you imagine?
Who does that?
Monkey, do you want a you want a poop person to pick you? Oh, here.
That's
the dog's just looking at us.
That's like, so it's crazy. September.
What have you been up to?
I've been doing the same, like working for myself, which is amazing. You shot six scenes yesterday.
I did for myself.
So yeah.
Six.
So is it all solo stuff, or are you guys finally
no,
still like are you,
I mean
you,
I have so much stuff that's not even out yet that is insane. I mean there are, I can't give away a lot, but there are two girls that are in the business that are really new.
Okay.
One name is Sidra Sage, the other is Paris Amore, and they both are beautiful white women, bald heads. So now that I'm rocking my natural hair, we shot a girl. We also shot a reverse gangbang. There's so much going on. I'm naked gardening. There's on Instagram. There's a, you know, when you post a story, you can do like stickers and stuff, right? On like your whatever. So there's a.
Well, we got kicked off Instagram. We have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, right? Like, they're banned. Who knows? I mean, they're banned in my eyes too. But for inspiration, there's a page called Lawn Hub. It's like a playoff of Pornhub. It's like their logo looks like Pornhub, and it's Lawn Hub, and it's like all that's like plantain hilarious. And shit, right?
She's so like, there we go. I'll take it.
There we go. So that's how it started. I was paving my backyard. So, and a fan had, I did an Amazon wish list thing, and a fan bought me two
a steamroller
of deck tiles where you kind of can stack them together, place them together, and make your own like little deck. Like,
do you know how to do that?
Well, my degree is in interior design.
Yo, this know? Girl's handy.
I can decorate. So I did it naked, and they fell in love with it. So it just became a thing for me and an easy way to make money, like how you go and like clean up dog shit. And it's like, that's what they want to see. They don't really want to see the glammed up stuff because they've seen enough of it. So us just being at home, they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, it's,
for?
You know, it's, it. You know, what I've seen is that over the years of, you know, doing Exotica and seeing the business, like it's gone from this big, like, you know, movie production scene where they put these people in faraway places that they could never be in a normal setting and situation, and slowly just worked its way backwards. And it's gone from like when Gonzo came in 8 or 9, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was. And then the progression from there. And of course, you know, the ability to be able to shoot that shit yourself, like as you do it versus, you know, when you first got into the biz, like trying to like Misty, you know, how that you didn't have iPhones that you could just like pop on and do whatever you wanted to, you know? So it's
amazing. because, I mean, if it wasn't for quarantine, I'm so thankful for quarantine, because if it wasn't for quarantine, we wouldn't have this opportunity. And for those like me that are really creative, I'm an artsy person. So you're just sitting there staring at a fucking wall that don't talk back. You're going to come up with these crazy fucking ideas, right? Yeah. And it's like, what other opportunity do you have? So I actually, which I'm very, 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 very excited about, because everyone's been asking me to do anal forever, and I haven't done it. However, I partnered up with Adult Time, and I produce my own content. And it's on Model Time, which is their
platform
yep. for performers that are producing stuff at home. Okay. So I did, it's called September's Anal Experiment, and I tried anal toys and, you know, gave ratings on them and all that. So I did it for myself. I'm partnered with them. So every sale that's made on Model Time through my link, I get an income. I get a residual nice. From them. That's something that we haven't had the opportunity to do. So
That's awesome. We actually had a burning question for Jay. So we're talking about OnlyFans, and Jay was in complete shock when I sent him your information, you know, for him
I
to
said,
put up on screen.
James Bartolet has an OnlyFans
James,
page.
You have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What goes on in the James Bartolet OnlyFans?
It's actually called anal training, and, you know, it was...
I've actually had requests to do solo stuff a lot.
They want to see the bottom of your
I don't know. You know, there's...
James, what do you do in the course of a day? Like, I understand we've done like damn near 100 episodes of like Exotica TV throughout quarantine, and so we've seen like OnlyFans, you know, from Joanne Angel saying she like lays or hides toys around the house so it reminds her while she's cooking eggs to like, you know, put a butt plug in or like, you know, do whatever. And
we hear crazy numbers that you guys are making too. Like, you know, there's. We hear of talent making, you know, $100,000, $200,000 a month on this
It
show.
Makes my toes curl. Oh, God,
yeah. Like, I want that fucking stimulus. Oh, give me some of that money.
Daisy Marie.
I'm more of a $20,000, $30,000.
Dude, but that's crazy, Misty. That's crazy. Think about that. Like, it's such a crazy. The difference, too, is, by the way, you take home what you do. Like, a lot of people are out there kind of
at least 80% of it.
Well, but you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are having other people manage stuff and, like, do, you know, that type of thing. And, like, for that, they pay absorbent fees, too. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're able to kind of manage and run and do your thing, like, you're ahead of the game. So
that's true.
When yeah. you can go on my OnlyFans, you'll see scenes that I did with Misty. And there's scenes that I did in September. Wow. And I've got a new scene dropping with Kimberly Chi this weekend. Yeah.
You're an animal, James. Like I said, Dan, we're doing something wrong. Obviously. Look at yourself. You're in the basement of your house in New Jersey. I'm on the third floor hiding in my house. And James is over there kicking it with these two. Like, I don't get it. It's
To each their own. Well, James, there was like... So we have a girl, Alex. She works for us doing sales of what we're selling right now, the future baby of Exotica. But she told us that she was there like, she doesn't know anybody. She's not from the business, and she doesn't know anybody in the business. And she gets to talking to James, she really had to dive in and get James really to open up because we know he's so quiet.
Right.
But she's there like. James Bartolet is fascinating. Did you know he lost his virginity to Shirley MacLaine?
It wasn't Shirley.
who was it? It was
somebody. Like
crazy.
Somebody else named MacLaine. Who was it?
Well, there was Liza Minnelli at Studio 54 in the VIP room.
You had sex with Liza Minnelli.
I'm not going to say until my book comes out.
I'm not going to say until my book comes out. That's right. Plug it, baby. Plug it.
But he said it already.
You know. I'll have stuff from everybody from Shirley MacLaine to Debbie Reynolds to Liza Minnelli to Bernadette Peters. I'll have stuff on everybody.
Yeah. So you're
available for pre-order on OnlyFans.com. Yes. James Bartolet.
Betty White took her teeth out and gummed me.
By the way, I want to go back to September for a second because I know she's probably going to jet in like what you got to head in like 10, 12 minutes or whatever.
Dude, he's talking about how, wait, hold on. He's talking about
no, because we're going to come back. We're going to come back to James. That's right, September, and we're going to take our time. We're going to slowly dissect James and hear these stories because I've been waiting for a while to dig into this. But before we do, September, one of the things that we were talking about was having short hair now, natural hair. Like, It's honestly, like, listen, as a middle-aged white guy, my ability to be able to tell you, like, I get what you have to deal with is completely null and void. So I have had some friends that, like, that talk about, like, black hair and, like, what it's like to have to maintain and deal with and do. And
it's not a maintenance thing. What people don't realize, and I've said it a few times via social media, and I'm glad I have this platform to actually say it, and you can watch me and say it, because it has nothing to do with maintenance. My hair used to go down to the bottom, like, of my ass crack. So I had very, very long hair. What people don't know about me is that I had cancer as a kid. So it made me have to take radiation pills, which caused me to lose my hair. I have bald spots. All people do know as well that I've been an exotic dancer forever. That's why I've done feature shows and stuff like that. I've had a really nasty fall as well, which caused a gash in the back of my head because I fell like at least like, I think I was like
15. Shit is dangerous. Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. It's like cheerleading. So, people don't realize like how many people get fucked up by it.
It generally is. Like genuinely is. I mean, I've done cheerleading. I've done gymnastics. I've done all that stuff. So once I did start growing my hair back, I used to grow on patches and all, you know. So then I rocked the wig. And it's a process, right? Like, so I went, like, even James used to bust my vagina. Like, I can't say bust my vault. But James used to get on me about my hair, like the wig, styling it correctly. And what a lot of people don't realize is what looks great in person as far as a wig may not translate well on film. So then they see stuff and then it's, you know, they have an opinion, or, you know, you might have a moment, you know, your hair might be glued on or whatever, and, you know, and you have a rough scene or whatever, and then you don't choose what pictures get put out. So if they got a picture and he's grabbing your hair,
you're like sideways with one,
off, you know, then shit happens, you know? So for me, this has been liberating as fuck.
Yep.
Because now I don't have to worry about going like this when I'm sucking dick or moving.
By the way, short hair, so hot. Jay, like short hair, Jay, short hair is my thing.
Why, that's
so
why
I dig it.
Jay keeps his hair short now, so he doesn't have to keep going like this when he's sucking dick.
Yeah. Right away, I'm just gonna go right in for it.
But maintenance is definitely hard. I mean, there's stuff. Every texture is different.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people. That's like on Black Lives Matter. Let's be clear here. Not every black person looks the same. We don't have the same hair texture. We're not mixed with the same things. So our color could be completely fucking the same, and we can be mixed with something completely fucking different. And that can change the way your hair is and how you have to maintain that. It's a fucking problem.
And by the way, when
I'm combing my hair out, I gotta have some product.
Yeah,
otherwise I can't get through these naps.
Yeah,
when you have like say a market share of like 50% of black people with that type of hair products, and you're getting a 5% exposure in advertising and mainstream media, that makes it even harder. Like, how many times do you previous times have you seen black hair represented, like as far as like products and supplies and whatever in mainstream media? You don't, because
I never really
because even though it's a large
black-owned company, like the thing is, we're talking mainstream companies. Wow. Like you have companies like what is it like? And I hope they don't sue me later. But like it was like Beach Body or Beach Hair, Beach Bunny or whatever. And so they'll do this whole fucking line of curly hair products, but it's not for us.
Right.
It's for the girl white people. That's Italian, Sicilian, and has that type of.
But again, the proportions of the proportions of America are what's messed up.
Here's a little fun fact for you, Jay, about me. So I used to work for this publishing company. We did a bunch of the men's magazines, whether it be Club or High Society, Genesis. So I worked for that company, and I was an editorial director over there. And it was for, I think at the time, at our peak, we were at 39 publications, a year, different titles that we published, right? But then we had this whole other secret, little area, right, that we did mainstream magazines and we did stuff. But the most famous, we did Word Up magazine
Word Up magazine over here.
Yeah, and then there was that and Hit Parader for the little metalheads and Faces magazine and Sudoku magazines and all this other different shit. And then, some of our most popular magazines that we did, obviously Word Up was great, but we did Hype Hair and Braids and Beauty were two of our titles. And they were, you know, they were magazines specifically, and they launched like product lines on it for women of color. And, you know, and
because
that's
where
really
you had to go to actually be able to learn and consume this type of stuff was like, you know, I bet you they actually probably sold well.
And we actually did they did an episode on Run's house, Reverend Run's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, where, you know, I am in Jersey is not far from where he was. And I remember like on the episode, his daughter was going to do a title with us. So she did like one of the specials under Hype Air, I think. But now Reverend Run comes into our office. He has no idea about that other part of our business.
So you're like,
so he's in the conference room, and like people are just standing there against the walls, like, don't talk to us. Yo, why don't you guys all just go home today? Take the day off.
That's wild. So
that was my little. I'm partially buzzed and ready. So continue.
Can talk amongst yourselves. So September, out of that, I want to go back. You were a cancer kid as a little person,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how old were you?
Okay. So the first, what happened? Okay, let me tell you the story. So when back in the day, if you know how you go to the doctor and there's like hospital records. Kaiser never used to give hospital records. Like okay. They wouldn't disclose like your family history. So I think I was maybe like 8 or 9, and I used to get really bad sinus infections like every year. Like really, I couldn't get out of bed. Like cold sweats, all type of craziness going on. And we went to the hospital a bunch of times. And that lasted for about 2.5 years. So maybe about 10 or 12 is when we found out, because no one even believed that, like, I'm mixed with a lot. People don't realize I'm Brazilian, I'm Creole, and I'm Native American. So okay. I have a lot going on.
Awesome.
So you'll fuck somebody up.
Yeah, right.
But that mix.
I'm crazy, crazy, and more crazy. They wouldn't test for anything.
And she'll cast a spell on you, too.
Right? Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, they wouldn't test for anything. And so I want to say that was like 10 or 12, because what ended up happening was the sinus infections. It was a medical thing how I got cancer, because the, it was a really bad thing. So my sinus infections were similar to meningitis. And anyone knows meningitis can be deadly if you don't treat it right immediately. It's like pneumonia.
It'll kill you like overnight. Yeah.
So how they test for it is they do a spinal tap where they put a tube up your spine and they take a little bit of your tissue and they test it. What happened was my spinal tissue and my spinal fluid connected, and that caused cancerous tumors that grew. They paid for everything. They paid for
everything.
Crazy
Creole black woman. Oh, no, you got my baby cancer?
Well, you know what? Cheers to you, because that shit is real. I was a cancer kid myself, so I'm with
Jay
you.
Was 10 years old with Burkitt's lymphoma.
Yep.
He had.
Yep. Wow. When I was a little kid, so.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize, like things like that, it can happen to anybody at any age. And the aftermath that comes from that is lifetime.
Now tell me, I personally feel that after having gone through that, that it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Now, it's kind of fucked up to say, because there are a lot of people that don't live through it. And, you know, it's, but I always tell people, even as they're fighting it, like, just remember that someday will come where this is the best thing that happened to you. And it's really weird, because it changes your perspective. It changes the people that you love around you's perspective, because they've never been in that kind of situation. Like, you realize what's important, what's really not important, which is probably just as important, you know, and so it really kind of changes everybody's outlook. And so I've always thought that personally, it was kind of like a, you know, it's like a weird blessing in disguise that, you know.
Yeah, you don't know it when it happens.
No, at all.
At the time that it's going, and I mean, again, I did cheerleading. So I mean, to be a, you know, captain of a cheer squad and have long hair and then lose that is like, that was like,
totally.
Now, fast forward, it's amazing because, you know, I haven't done it in a while because I've been in porn for a minute, but I used to, prior to porn, I used to do a brunch with a nonprofit organization. They support like women empowerment, black women empowerment, women in recovery, all that. They're called Chicks for Change. Shout out to y'all in my hometown of Sacramento. And we used to do a brunch that was for any woman that had any form of cancer that was a mother of a child. So if you were, and especially, or I'm sorry, a mother of a daughter. And so we would do a luncheon, and me with my artsy and photography and makeup background and modeling and all that, we used to do their makeup. We would have them bring in a picture of their favorite celebrity, and we would do their makeup like that. We would do their hair like that. Then we'd have a photo shoot with them and their daughter. And it was for women.
It's empowerment. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's women empowerment. And
especially breast cancer, as a woman that has, when a man has prostate cancer, he loses his situation. That's like the worst thing. So for a woman to lose her breast, that's what makes her a woman. That's what makes her feel like a woman. So to lose that and have to raise a daughter and teach her how to be a woman is very fucking hard to do. So we tried to encourage them to feel beautiful with who they are, to teach their kids how to be beautiful.
Man, you know, it's some heavy shit. And by the way, what's crazy is, you know, we're all consumed with like quarantine and COVID, which is a serious situation. But at the same time, there are proportionately 100,000 times more people dying from this type of stuff every day than all of that. It doesn't make, one isn't equivalent to the other. One, you know, listen, I'm not saying, you know, go out and fucking run into a crowd not wearing a mask, but I am saying, like, you know, for as worked up as we are about things that happen every day in America, we need to like open our eyes and remember, you know, look at things proportionately, you know?
Even with COVID. I mean, what is her name? Bless her heart. Karma RX had a very profound thing to say, and it touched me because she tweeted to be kind to people during quarantine, because you don't know what people are going through. There are women in abusive relationships. There are people like me that suffer from bipolarism, you know, depression. And so to sit there stuck on quarantine, you have no idea what someone's going through.
Listen,
and so
kids not eating, kids not being able to eat, abusive parents, abusive spouses.
But like, I know me and the girls want to tell everybody that cyberbullying is, there's no place for cyberbullying at all. And there's been a lot of this going on in the industry where a lot of girls are attacking each other that were friends 6 months ago. And now they're attacking
each other. Why is that? Do you think it's just because everybody's cooped up and just raring to go?
I think it's because they're bored and they're in the house and they're getting frustrated.
Too busy looking at Instagram and dictating it in a way mentally where they're just making up stories.
Yeah.
You know how you look at something and you always think it pertains to you, or, you know, so.
Or you got to put your two cents.
And that's actually been, you know.
Your time while you're in the quarantine is really important. I'm doing a lot of gardening. I'm doing a lot of home improvement stuff, editing things in pre-production on a lot of mainstream projects. So there's stuff to keep busy.
You're not drinking your alcohol?
It's not alcohol.
Drink it up, Misty.
Orange juice. Oh.
What kind of shit is it? Anyway, James, so we're trying to get these girls lubricated.
Not being on social media all day, all night.
No, I do agree.
It's going to drive people crazy. It literally is going to drive people crazy, because I'm like, you're going to start arguing with yourself. And then that's what's going to happen.
We've had girls that have committed suicide because they've been so upset because they've been picked at and bullied online. We hear this in the mainstream world. And if there's any appeal that we could do right now, is to please stop cyberbullying. It is not conductive.
Everybody's in the same boat, you know. And that's one thing I said with the whole coronavirus thing. Like, as the owner of Exotica, I am used to being in the middle of the storm. You know, usually it's like Dallas is coming, you know, like, or like Jersey is going to shut you down or whatever, you know, whatever happens. But like, usually all the meltdown,
the whole world shut down.
Yeah. Usually it's just our world is, you know, is melting down. The rest of the world is kind of there. Now, listen, we're all in it, you know, like this ain't an Exotica problem. This ain't a Misty Stone problem. This isn't a James Bartolet problem. It's just a fucking problem, you know, like.
I want to thank you guys so much for Exotica and always looking out for us and protecting us. You guys are really treat us so well. And for young performers out there who have not experienced Exotica yet,
like Misty,
I highly recommend you do this.
Yeah.
Really. You should.
Come on down.
And then I know, I mean, look, we're talking every day and, you know, trying to figure out, and I know with us, you know, our shows, you know, keep moving, our dates keep moving. We just had a conversation today with,
just keep on moving.
Our buddies down in Miami, and, you know, unfortunately it looks like
by a show of hands, who wants to fly to Miami right now? Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. You know, it's it just...
Dude, their rate went up to 28% today. More than one in four people are fucking getting COVID that they test in Miami. That's fucking crazy. That's like worse than a fucking nursing home.
Dan told me today of a friend from Jersey, right, Dan? There was...
Rodriguez just hit me like, we're going to do this thing on the yacht, Misty. It's my birthday. I think it's her birthday coming up. Everybody's going to fly to Miami.
No,
I don't think.
Look, I mean, you know, somebody I know in my town or whatever, they just posted on Facebook. I just got for November. I just got four plane tickets for $136.
All four tickets total, $136.
Like, what the fuck?
Which
you know somebody
is
else put on that they got first class out to like L.A. or somewhere for fucking $286 from New Jersey. I'm like. And I'm thinking, like, is it Spirit Airlines? Because that shit, I can see that shit on that fucking train wreck. That is Spirit Airlines, but
I've had to cancel stand-up gigs that were scheduled. I had to cancel a mainstream movie that I was going to be shooting in Europe. And remember, I was going to go to Romania. Can't do that now until next year.
No, and I don't know how
these movies will not put up 600 million or $120 million bond on a movie with this risk that this film could be shut down. Yeah. So you have to understand that part.
Everybody's going to get back to work. We get it. You know, the economy's hurting. We get that. We're getting, you know, we're as Exotica, we're getting destroyed. Our business is producing trade shows. Not, you know, as much as we love sitting here with y'all or whoever. You know, it's fun and it's good to catch up with people that we see at all our shows, because we miss everybody. But the bigger problem is we just can't do shows. I mean, our April Chicago show became our August Chicago show, which is now our October Chicago show. Our June DC is now in December. I mean, now we're moving. At this point, we're just moving shit all over the place. And stay tuned. I mean, we're more than 99.9999999% sure that Miami's going to another date,
unless a miracle happens,
and we'll just keep doing it. So
what about October?
So October, we're going back to back with Chicago and Jersey, and
October 9th through 11th is Chicago, and the 23rd through 25th is Jersey. I mean,
Jersey has been a prime example of how you handle this shit. You guys have great numbers, Dan. Like, everything's been kind of declining. The problem is that the second you open your doors, this shit happens again. You know what I mean? And there's just nothing you can do about it right now. Like, a wise man told me a couple of weeks ago, you know, if you think that like we're gonna have a different effect now than we did 3 months ago when we shut everything down. When we shut everything down to begin with, there were a thousand cases in the United States. Now there's millions.
I don't remember saying this.
If you think the virus hasn't changed since it came out, there is no treatment, there is no cure. What do you do? You know what I mean? Like, so the idea that anything is going
to... Comic-Con supposed to be over there premiering. A new animated series that I'm doing, a mainstream one, that's canceled.
True or false? Speaking, you just mentioned animated series. True or false? Somebody once told me that you were the voice of Snagglepuss on the Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Were you?
No, I did not do Snagglepuss.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Somebody told me that.
That would be funny.
You do voiceover work though, right, James?
I've done a lot of cartoons. I have some new cartoons that I'm doing now. It's a new series. They asked me not to talk about stuff today, because these are in pre-production, but there's four projects and a game show.
A lot when you talk. Very disturbing.
What?
It's like I'm getting COVID all in my fucking face.
Well, here, put the mask on.
No, you put it on because you don't want
the mask was just on your face.
Yeah, that's the right answer, Misty.
The mask is to protect you from him.
I don't have COVID.
Because I got to get this set.
She's got the Rona. September. Why don't you give us all your social media? We'll pop it up now. Where can people find more about you?
Everywhere is I Spy September except Instagram. Instagram because, they're haters and they deleted me.
And I Spy September went away.
Yes. I Spy September TV. But everywhere else, ispyseptember.com, OnlyFans.com/iSpySeptember, iSpySeptember on Twitter, Pornhub, just everywhere. Everything else.
Thank you, September. It was awesome to meet you. We look forward to seeing you at a bunch of Exoticas someday in the future. And
I know.
Thank you for taking your time.
I know.
Go get that scene. Go get it.
Go get that money.
Go get it.
Bye, September.
I love you.
Oh, man. Listen. Bye. All right, Dan. Listen.
A little family.
Here's what we're gonna do. You ready?
I'm gonna get a drink. You guys, can dice.
You're leave us alone.
James Bartolet should be getting you a drink. I don't understand how you got to get your own drink. James, listen. We're gonna have a talk about being a gentleman right now. Okay, Dan. Listen. When a woman comes over to your house, James, making her make her own drink. Bad decision. You should be, you know, making sure that she's got everything that she wants.
These
you should be over there
live
like
here. They live here.
Come on, James.
Ladies.
No, they
ladies,
live
ladies,
here. This is their house too. So
deep thoughts. Deep
Cavassier.
I'm gonna kick you out again.
Oh man. So James, listen.
Yeah.
How did you get so lucky? Tell me how this works. Is it just your? Is it the dashing good looks? Is it the charisma?
Jay envies you. I do not. Jay envies you.
Yeah. How do you make it happen?
Now, what do you mean?
you have these beautiful women. You're living in your. I mean, like, look at you.
He says you're living la vida loca.
You're living la vida loca.
Yeah. No, I am.
If you were Ricky Martin, boy, watch out.
The most interesting man in the world.
If I was Ricky Martin, well, I'm not going to go there, but yeah.
I'm going to isolate that little.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anyways.
Grandmas, you wouldn't have pubic hair in your mouth.
Ooh, hater.
Yeah.
Hater.
Stone coming in strong.
Wait, sex with grandmas? What?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Don't call the kettle black.
Wait, Misty's like, you know, saying some shit.
Oh, you can hear me now?
No, we can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Talking
to
so yeah, I'm Misty,
let's talk about Misty. Enough about James. We're moving on.
We're moving on.
So Misty, you've been in the business for how many years now?
Oh boy, since 2006. Is that 14?
Yeah. We share an industry birthday. We're 2006 too. Yeah, we're hugging it out. Look at this. Like, yo.
I've been in 20.
Wow.
20 years.
20 years.
Wow.
20 years. Yeah.
That's two fucking decades.
And when I started in porn, it was in black and white. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah. I've had fresh jokes in that
September,
other day.
September will be 24 years for me, Jay.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn,
wow.
You are. You are not afraid, my
friend.
We're
going to have a big party for me.
Yeah, we celebrated, what was it, Dan? Our 15 years since we formed the business to start Exotica.
It's the very first Exotica. And Alexis Amore still hasn't shown up for the show.
So,
Misty,
she won't answer her phone.
Misty, do you know where Alexis is?
Have you seen Alexis?
Well, I know where she is.
Are you storing her in the back too, James? What's going on back there? Misty, do you remember the first Exotica you went to? Do you remember the first Exotica you went to? Misty?
Misty.
Yeah. Oh God. I think it was New Jersey and I had DeVoe with me and Gianna Taylor. And you were with me. Mm-hmm. And we were in there.
That was your first Exotica?
No, I'm asking Misty, what was your first?
Misty, what was yours?
At this point, we're not talking to James. It's just you and I, right here, girlfriend. Like, stick with me.
You know, my first Exotica, I think I was with LA Direct at the time.
Okay.
And he was, yes, Derek. And he was very organized in my eyes. You know, I hadn't been with an agent that organized in my life. And I felt like because I was in this little LA Direct kind of cliquey group, I felt like I was like a little away from everything else that was going on. But once I realized that I was able to like, you know, frolic around and do things freely without somebody telling me that I have to stay here and I have to hang out with these girls.
It is imperative that you please come back and return to your spaceship.
Please. please. So I don't know. At first, it was cool. I don't really remember all of the experiences because it was so long ago. Oh my goodness. But I remember enjoying the interaction with the fans. I remember enjoying the attention that I maybe got. I just spit on you. I remember enjoying the attention that I got. And I think that's when I became an attention whore. Exotica.
We turned her out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We.
It was. Yeah. And then a little devil was born.
We had in L.A. We had one in L.A.
Yeah, no, we did a couple. We did two years in L.A.
Don't remind us.
Yeah, no, it's the most.
You're back.
Second, you hold it.
Oh, come on. We weren't taking pictures of Dan and I? I mean, like, that only makes sense.
Take pictures of Jay and I now. Ready, Jay?
Good luck.
So, one of my memories of Exotica with Misty. Misty, okay. What's our fondest memory of you in Chicago?
Oh, God. We're going straight into this one.
The party.
No.
I was going to go to jail.
Why?
I was going to jail.
Oh, my God. Misty Stone.
I'm going to have to have a cigarette.
Misty Stone. So we're sitting there.
Let me tell you why it's not fair. Because it was a whole group of people smoking.
Oh, why are you bringing this up?
And it was, though.
Oh, we're not bad now.
Everybody was smoking.
It's
everybody.
So were you just was everybody else smart enough to
let her go to jail?
Did they just dip out and you were left like sitting there, or was it like?
Basically, that's what happened. So everybody was smoking is
blame the black person.
And basically, that's what happened.
That's
I'm telling you.
Oh my God!
And everybody leaves me because I finally go out there and I'm working my ass off. You know, I be at those booths
Let's pause the story for a second. So
yeah.
We're sitting at, it was Exotica, I don't know, Chicago, I don't know.
2013 or 14, 15
years ago. 16, yeah.
I don't know. They
this
all
would have been our 10th year in Chicago, by the way, too.
All of a sudden,
it's going to be. It's going to be. But anyway, all of a sudden the alarms start going off. We're like, what the fuck? So we have.
I was
the cops were actually in our office. We were talking with them. So they're on the radio. They go, oh, yo, the alarm's going off. Hold on. We're going to investigate. We might have to clear out the building and all
meanwhile,
that shit.
Meanwhile, alarms have gone off before at Exotica. Like, so my stepdad, who is like our kind of, you know, third on the floor kind of guy.
He's our everything.
He's an ex-firefighter, assistant chief. And so we're sitting there in the staff office and it's going off and we're like, we'll give it a minute. You know, sometimes this shit just goes off and like, you know, whatever. Actually, I take this back. Totally different fire alarm in Chicago.
And so anyway, so that they say, okay, well, no, if somebody set it off. So we're like, Jay's here. Fuck those motherfuckers. Whoever did that, they're out of here. Fuck them. They almost cleared this place out. Fuck them. Arrest them, whatever. Next thing you know, I'm on our old sales guy, Adrian, are there and we find out that it's Misty.
We're like,
and now we're telling the cops, like, oh my God.
Remember,
and now we're telling the cops
everything we said, don't do that.
Like, she's like, oh man, I'm so sorry.
we assumed that it was some like attendee that just like scooped out to the side that was like trying to do, you know, or whatever. And you're just like,
I didn't know what it was.
Dude, they just literally, you know, could have cleared the show. Like, we're ready
which
to
they
like.
Have another time
there were
they did.
People leaving.
Which
I was
the
so
story that I had before.
Yeah. I was like, I ruined the entire Exotica. It's over.
Nah, that's all right.
Misty,
if it was in Columbus, we could have blamed it on you.
Yeah.
But,
okay,
yeah.
All right now.
That's our Columbus reference for tonight, people. Thank you.
Columbus or something?
Drum roll.
I think we had a hurricane during Columbus.
Columbus is in Ohio.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you live in California where there are no hurricanes.
No, because I remember I had Marika Hase there, and she was like, running around, and she looks out the window, and she goes, "Godzilla attacking!"
There was a very bad rainstorm, but that didn't matter because there was nobody there. So, like, yeah, that was
Columbus.
Yeah,
no, we actually Miami last year was right during Hurricane. Was it Andrew? What the hurricane was last year?
I don't remember. But
what was the big hurricane last year, Jay?
I don't remember.
Uranus.
Yeah,
so the hurricane hit before
Hurricane Uranus last year.
Yeah,
we flew down actually before it. We flew there like 5 days earlier.
Yeah,
because that was hitting Miami, and everybody's like hitting us up like, yo, is the show canceled? The hurricane? I'm like, the hurricane's come and gone. Like, look, here's birds singing and chirping. I'm out by the pool, you know.
They got in Jersey.
No, Jersey, and the just hurricane.
Got their electricity on. They went right to the show.
Hurricane, Superstorm. Jersey was Superstorm.
We've been doing
Sandy
this shit
hit.
Long enough Sandy. That literally yeah. trying to keep track of like the nightmares that, you know, have ensued.
We survived two hurricanes.
But it's
two
always
mayors,
so fun. It's like a
three mayors, actually. City councils. What else? Nor'easters, corrupt politicians. I'm trying to think what the hell else.
So when I say that I'm like not scared of coronavirus because everybody's in the same boat, like now, you know, usually there's like, we're on a good run where it was like once a year, maybe once every 2 years, where some shit would melt down, you know, like, oh my God, like this show isn't going to happen or this is going to, you know, whatever. And, you know, again, you're the only person on that boat. Like, you know, me, Dan, Ted, Alex, like other than that, you know? And so, yeah, it's kind of crazy to see the whole world doing that versus.
By the way, on the bottom of the screen, guys, scrolling across, you'll see a little banner that says just a tip. Give us a tip. Give us $1, $2, $5. You know what? Fuck. For $100, you could come on the air with us right now. Jay will Skype you in.
Yes.
And you'll come on the air with us right now.
Who? You know what? James, all those James Bartolet OnlyFans people, come on out. Like, here's your chance to come in here. James.
Streamlabs.com/exotica.
He's going to keep his pants on, but, you know.
Last week we got a whole $35. $35
American dollars, not even pesos.
Not pesos. Yeah. Not pesos.
You can almost buy weed with that.
Yeah. Not exactly.
Like, Jersey, you can't even get an eighth of that. $65 an eighth for an eighth medical here. It's fucking crazy.
That's like highway robbery. Philadelphia is not. It's only decriminalized, and we still get weed cheaper.
It's really
like, way cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, in Philly, of course.
An eighth of flour is the same price as a cart. So I don't understand that math.
Yeah. Is the price of groceries expensive over there too?
I don't know. I don't buy groceries anywhere else.
Yeah, but it's Dan. You haven't noticed that it's gone up like during quarantine or whatever. It's definitely.
Yeah,
it's,
well, how much is a dozen eggs?
That's happening.
How much is a dozen eggs?
Fuck if I know. No idea.
$9 here.
No, it is not for a dozen eggs.
What kind of chickens are those? Like, come on, come on, James.
The Kardashian chickens.
Seriously, a dozen eggs is $9 in L.A.
Yeah.
What's a pack of cigarettes? Like 37? I
want proof of this.
Look it up.
You know what, James? Go buy some eggs right now. We'll talk to Misty.
How much is a pack of cigarettes out there?
I bought groceries just today so we have food to eat here. Me and the girls, and we're having a little taco thing tomorrow.
Don't get wrong, Dan.
That was $150 for 4 bags of groceries. $150.
Yeah, all right. But what'd you get? I mean, you know, the bag of groceries could have fucking porterhouse in it.
Or it could have
Vienna sausages. I don't fucking know.
James, by the way, Danielle online says, damn you sexy. And Pussy Lover says, love you, Misty. So we get a lot of like, you know, hi.
Slapaho Texas said, OMG, Misty Stone is a goat.
Yes, that was. Yeah, which, by the way, leads me to. So, by the way, Misty isn't just a long time.
Wait, hold on. James didn't know what the goat was?
No, I know what it is.
He wanted to make sure that I was educated.
I made sure she knew.
Really?
Come on. Anyways, Misty, you know, we talk about like Misty's longevity and she's been around with even in the exotic world for a while, but like Misty, the fact is that literally that greatest of all time title, like there are very few black performers that have even come close to reaching where you are in your career, and you've been there for a long time. You think about like when you first came into Exotica, it was with LA Direct. Like, people don't just come into Exotica with LA Direct. You know what I mean? It's often like, you know, you'll find like a newcomer or whatever. Like, you came in strong from the beginning. You obviously represent a wildly underrepresented category within adult.
And you were the first woman of color to get a Fleshlight, you know, a Fleshlight deal, right?
Buy that at Fleshlight.com/Misty Stone.
Three different kinds at that.
And also,
they discontinued
You know, upset about it.
Vagina, butt, mouth, like.
And you have a signature series doll.
No, with one of our exhibitors, 1AM Doll USA, at 1AM Doll USA on Twitter, but you have your own doll with them, right?
Yes. I just try to stay busy. I think what keeps me with the longevity and I'm able to last as much longer than other girls, I don't shoot myself out. I still haven't done anal. You know, if I do anal, it's going to be fucking epic.
Right. Ooh.
And I don't know who I'm going to do it with. Might do it for myself. I don't know. Might never do it. I might just keep you in, you know, the waiting game. Yes, baby. You have your hand up.
No. Oh, well, I was just suggesting myself. I don't know. You know.
And then I will also suggest a good divorce lawyer for you, Jay.
Yes. You know what? Might be worth it.
I think, you know, having a lot of not overshooting yourself. I had a good mentor too, Vita Valentine. Not overshooting yourself, having a lot of different avenues or entities of money that are coming in, not just adult, you know, branding yourself. I also do plays and different mainstream, you know. I think you guys had someone come out to my Three on a Ring play over there at the Barnsdale Theater and write up an article. Yep. I think X-Biz and AVN came out. Mm-hmm. So, oh shit, no, you guys did not come out.
Mm. No, that wasn't us. We're not X-Biz or AVN.
Never heard of them. I don't know who you're talking about.
Fuck one of those guys. Guess which?
Never heard of them. So, yeah, no, but I just try to keep myself busy. I do rap.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, listen.
I got a phone call, toss me a bag.
No, the best was I was watching Sons of Anarchy, one of my favorite shows ever. And, like, yeah, there's, like, a holy shit, that's Misty. And there's, like, Misty, like, railing some guy that was, like, in the ass with a strap. No, but you were, like, doing a guy with a strap on, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, a preacher or something on the show?
Yes. So, basically.
And then Misty got popped.
Yeah. Well, I shot first.
Okay.
She did shoot first.
I'm a terrible shooter.
So you're a bad shot is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm a bad shooter.
And then do you remember which one? Who killed you?
I hit in my stomach.
Who killed you? Which character? Do you remember?
You know, no, I don't.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I think they just blew.
They went into the motel room and just splattered.
Just rain
of bullets.
So all the main characters killed me.
Okay. Oh, we were very sad, but you know, glad you made it through and you recovered from that terrific injury.
I'm glad you're in one piece.
We're so sad you died. Yes, I'm back from the dead.
So
no, but that's a great experience. Sons of Anarchy was amazing. But you know, it's so funny how you shoot something and it's such a small amount. But when you're actually shooting it on set, it took me 2 days to shoot that. And it's really not 2 days of shooting, in my opinion, but that's just how it goes.
An adult, that shit would have been done in 10 minutes.
That part.
Yeah.
That is 10 minutes, baby. We're done. Yeah, but
we only have this house for today.
Pretty good in Murder Motel, too.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that.
Is coming out soon.
And you have and you just directed a movie, right, for Classy But Nasty?
Yes, that is my all-girl movie. It's me, of course, all me, because I think I only have one showcase. So other than the one showcase that I was given, I decided to give myself a showcase. So I did a few girls, maybe some that you guys are familiar with, Jenna Fox.
Yep.
Lonnie Legend. Anya Ivey, which she's not in the business anymore, but and it was really sexy. I did like a cute little pillow fight with the girls, and we make it real. I say classy but nasty because I want us to be shown in a different light, you know, not just always being ratchet, but just beautiful black women having beautiful sex, like, oh, just sexy. I just
great
wanted
locations.
It to be, yeah, it just. It was nice. So yes. I look forward to everybody really checking
movie.
It out.
So having, you know, having the kind of broad view of the industry since you've gotten into it for so, you know, and been in for so many years, what would have obviously been your response like to the recent, you know, Black Lives Matter movement with everything that's happening with adult? Like, is it something that you've seen coming? Is it something you've been waiting for? Is it like, you know, it's obviously now looking back, it's easy to say it was a long time coming, but, you know, we weren't living through the middle of it. So, you know, what's your take on it?
You know, honestly, I've been advocating for years since the beginning. If you look up me online, most of the things that you're going to Google will tell you about me advocating for my people. And I've been doing it for years. And honestly, I feel like a lot of the older performers like myself, I feel like it's almost like they're angry. And I was a little angry at first, you know, because I'm like, damn, we've been doing this for years and nobody's been fucking listening to us. What the fuck? Why is it such a big deal now? But hey, who cares?
It is what,
who
right.
cares?
I'll take it now versus, you know, down the road.
Just be a part of it. And what we have now, Cinnamon Love, she started the BIPOC Collective, and it's just amazing. We got so much great feedback. We had a nice little meeting, a Zoom meeting yesterday about, you know, just educating some of our performers and letting them know about consent and how it all works. And just, seeing us grow like this, I know there's going to be a change. Good. I know it is, baby. And I am just so happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I've been advocating it for years. Doesn't matter if this is the reason, you know, if the reason why, you know, people are paying attention or they're only paying attention to, who cares? Just be a part of it, baby.
Right.
And it's going to, I look forward to it. I look forward to it. And
this is why this woman should be the host for ABN. Because ABN's going to have a black host this year.
I don't know how you consider anybody within the adult industry, you know, if you're looking from the black community, like who would you bring in? I don't know who else that is. You know, I mean,
the sad thing is like people always ask us with Exotica, like, you know, you need to have more black performers there, or, you know, women of color at the show. And like, look, you know, we want everybody to come, right? You know. You know, especially, yeah, you know, we want the representation of, you know, women of color at the show. You know, just like, yeah, you know, we have a large cross section of our audience, you know, are, you know, people of color. So it's like, but, you know, and we just, but people just.
Well, huh?
Yes, most of the women of color do not get the luxury of having companies want them to be at their booths or having companies.
So the funny thing. What's
and
interesting with
us, like, we're not bringing them.
Well,
in, you know, it's not.
What's really interesting and how this has changed over the years, and the conversation has shifted dramatically in the last 3 months. You know, mm-hmm. is historically you look at a girl's like traffic numbers, you look at their social media accounts, you look at their website counts, you look at like statistics to be able to say, hey, here are the people who are going to put the most asses in the seats. What doesn't calculate in that situation is that black performers have been systematically held from being able to be in the roles to create those type of social media accounts, to create the type of web traffic that they have, to create the type of opportunity.
They're all in the millions. Right, I'm not even half a million yet. And I'm a superstar.
See how that works? It's when people go to book things, and Dan, you can agree where like in like strip clubs, adult clubs, you know, when they go to look for dancers and stuff like that, they're looking at those factors too. But what they're not looking at is that, you know, the process in which those people get those numbers. And like, again, you know, 40% of or 50% of, you know, women's hair products are bought by black women. They still advertise 95% of like white girls on, you know, whatever. Not, no surprise that like the white hair products are better than the, you know, it's amazing how that works. And so, you know, even when we come to like, you know, getting, and again, the process has changed dramatically because we've heard what it is and we've recognized what it is. And like, but
that's what I was gonna say.
But it's hard to get people to do that.
That you recognize it, baby.
Right.
Well,
I love it. The fact that you recognize it means that the whole world is going to start recognizing this, and it's going to become a problem. And that's what's happening right now. It's becoming a problem.
I agree.
It's not just a problem for us, but a problem for everybody.
Yep.
And we're just not like, I mean, with our show and our group or whatever, I mean, our staff is as diverse as you can possibly get.
Oh, we're the wackiest pack that's out there. Like, I mean, like,
people see us coming in for our end of show dinner or wrap dinner or whatever, and it's like, what the hell's going on here? You know?
No, it's
kind of thing. And, you know, and that's when the furry convention's in town.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, seriously, though, I mean, yeah, we do that. And again, yeah, as a show, you know, we make sure certain, you know, we bring in some girls or whatever, but the majority is from the companies or whatever. So tell those companies that you support that you want women of color in the show, or whatever, them to bring, you know, girls or whatever. Look, with the girls that we bring in, and that usually over at, you know, the Bad Dragon Spotlight booth, it's like, you know, we like to say it's, you know, it's kind of like the Ellis Island of porn, you know, I mean, you know, there's women, like, people say, why do you have so many, you know, MILF, you know, actresses there and stuff like that? And it's like, they get it. You know, they want to meet their fans. You know, they want to, you know, stay relevant in this way. They think it's important for that interaction. And you know what? The most dangerous.
And we have the transgender community too.
Yeah. Oh, nice. We have everything. We have Switch, which supports LGBT at the show. We have, we have the Dungeon Experience. You know, and we have, you know, Strong from BDSM community.
I love
we have,
it.
We had the Lifestyle community with Lifestyle X and.
It was the very first Exotica 2006 in Miami Beach, and I was walking through as the show owner and producer, and like, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. You know, literally just kind of faked it till I made it to that point. And you know, as I'm walking through, I didn't understand how people wanted, like, that there was a demand for BBWs or that there was a demand for, you know, for any group until. You see the people walk through the doors and you realize, like, really quickly that there's something for everyone, you know, and like it the beautiful thing of Exotica, and kind of honestly, if we could literally, like, make it a worldly thing versus a show thing, like, when you're there, it, as long as it's not bothering you or infringing on your rights to do what you do, who fucking cares? You know what I mean? Like, be into the gargantuan woman that's 9 feet tall and can body press you. Like, cool. Go worship that chick's feet. You know what I mean? Like, go. You're into, like, little people. Awesome. You know, like, it's not something that, like, negatively impacts anybody around you. Fucking go for it. Like, that's, and unfortunately, at least we have that on the show floor. Like, I'd like it to be everywhere, but, you know, that's how it works.
No, for sure.
I'm sure that the fans really enjoy it, because me as a performer, I enjoy being there and, you know, getting free products and interacting and having fun and going to these different booths and learning different techniques about BDSM or things that I may not have even, you know, thought to tap into. So it's just a great experience.
Well, good.
Having gone to Exotica, when this COVID is over, baby, go ahead and tiptoe in them doors, because you're going to have a good time. Yeah. And make sure you come to the booth.
Yeah. Come to the Galaxy publicity booth. It's... Well, we obviously, you know, appreciate you guys coming on here and spending your time doing this. You know, hopefully I love that it's a new opportunity to kind of get down to be able to sit down and talk to you guys and kind of, like, you know each other on a different level. But I look forward to the day that we can actually get back in real life. Like, that's, you know,
it's... James, real quick, James, just one of the questions I had. So you've played a million different, you know, parody characters.
Yes.
What was your favorite one? And what was your least favorite one?
Wow, that's a great question. Three Stooges playing Curly always stands out of my mind, because I was passing a kidney stone when I was doing the movie. So that was difficult.
And well, give us a little Curly line.
I put her eye out, yeah, with the stones coming out. No, but Three Stooges was fun. Rocky Horror Picture Show was fun.
Who were you in Rocky Horror?
Pardon me?
Who were you in Rocky Horror?
Rocky Horror, I was the narrator, and I got an AVN for that. Yeah. The movies that I make with Axel, those great comic book things, are just so much fun. I don't think there was anything I didn't like. I think they've all been really good.
You know which one I like the most? When you were the milkman. It was so
cute. Oh, yeah, in Babes, Inc. Babes, Inc. It's amazing. So I can remember all these titles.
The Milkman and the Three Stooges, that's my favorite.
Yeah, and then we have
Love. What was your least favorite? Or have you ever been offered a role that you decided?
The MacGyver parody. That was a kind of a difficult one. And I'll tell you why.
Why? Because you can't make shit out of a paperclip, a match, and a weed pimp?
No. This is kind of funky here. The couch that I was doing the scene on with the girl, they told me right before we filmed. He said, oh, by the way, remember that guy that killed all those people with the knife, with the sword and everything like that? It was on this couch.
Genghis Khan?
No. There was a guy. He was some dude. He was like some guy. What's the term we call these guys?
Kill Bill?
Fringe.
Hang around the fringe.
The fringe dwellers.
Yakuza?
Yeah.
Yakuza?
Yakuza?
No. This guy really, they did a documentary on this. This guy went and
Jason Voorhees?
He killed a bunch of people on a porn set.
Michael Myers.
No. But I did do Halloween. Yes. But this guy had killed these people, and then he went up in the hills, and then the police caught up to him, and they shot him and killed him. And it was up there in Chatsworth. So they told me that people died on this couch, and they said, "You've got to fuck on this couch." Okay, action!
Like, there's no way that anybody died on a couch. That thing would be taken into fucking custody. I can't believe, dude.
That's evident.
Oh. Well, I didn't know.
Jesus Christ.
You have to understand.
Did you ever turn down a role?
We're in these warehouses out here in the valley. And I mean, it's.
No, like, you're in a warehouse in the valley.
Yeah.
I'm in a van down by the river.
Yeah, exactly.
You should do a Tommy Boy parody. That would be good.
We had talked about that. I wanted to get Caddyshack done. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I wanted to get done. And They're big.
What you need to do is set up some type of like shoot that just happens in your house all the time, and that be your OnlyFans feed. You could be a millionaire. Like, you just set up like the random people that you have wandering through and whatever.
Triple X, you could be Elmer Fudd, millionaire. You own a mansion and a yacht.
Okay.
I like
again.
We can do that.
See?
All right.
James has some opportunities here.
I mean, you could do it if you set some cameras up, but I'm going to need to sign the paperwork. You want to come
with? Yeah, exactly. Miss is going to be like, all right, so how much of that is mine? That's my question.
Smoking weed now. Yeah. It's going to get crazy. Hey, James,
where's my check, baby? I'm going to need that check. But you know what? That'd be a good idea. He has a lot of girls that come through here. And we are very entertaining.
I can only imagine. Only imagine.
So do you live there, Misty? Like, do you guys like hang out there? Like, live there? Are you to stay there sometimes?
I used to live here years ago, but he kicked me out. And he kicked me out.
Why you gotta say that on the air?
Because you did. And he kept my dog for 4 months. He kept the dog, kicked my black ass out.
Did he keep the dog hostage? Did he like send you Polaroids of the dog? Like, how did that work?
Lots of pictures and stuff.
Okay.
But this is our dog.
But I'm not allowed.
You
should
have just run like a recon mission and stolen the dog back.
Take the dog.
But I have my dog back now.
Okay, good.
I used to live here, but
she has custody.
Everybody's
week.
Lived here. Yeah. This is James' house.
James,
who else has lived there? Who else has lived there, James?
Everybody. Emmy.
Well, how many bedrooms?
Riley, the one who didn't show up today.
Riley Steele. Alexis Moria lived there. Is Alexis Moria there somewhere?
Huh? You're hiding Alexis Amore in there?
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
H-H.
Because it bothers me how someone can do something constantly over and over and over again and constantly get these amazing opportunities thrown at them.
Mm-hmm.
But then motherfucker do that and not a near motherfucker would dare call you.
That part.
It's privilege. Yeah. It's privilege and it bothers me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Riley?
You damn right I am.
Here's my favorite Riley Steele story. You ready?
Oh, I wish I could just instantly pull from like the video that we have in the back. I don't have like, because if we could have B-roll running of this scene, like it would be the greatest thing ever.
Well, JL play.
Pull it out.
Come on next week. We'll play it next week.
We'll find it.
That's kind of funny. I like that. That's funny.
All right. So anyway, there's two. One was, Rich, Jesse James, ex-husband, who was like 6'10", just this monster of a man. And he's got Jesse under one arm and Riley under the other, just carrying them both out.
Yeah.
They were just done.
Yeah.
But so anyway, we were doing the second year we did Atlantic City, we did the Fannies, the Exotica Fan Choice Awards, right?
Which Misty won an award for.
She did.
I think Misty was the non-white chick of the year award.
By the way, we caught shit for
like the name of the awards that we did, and the non-white chick of the year award was one that caught shit. And we were like, you know what? We fucking stand by this. Like, literally, that's that's what the Urban Awards like were.
All our shit had tongue-in-cheek names.
Used to call it like Urban Performer of the Year, whatever the fuck it was. It was that's so like bullshit. Like, so we basically said non-white chick of the year. And
Anyway, I'm directing the show. That was.
Skin was out there with us.
Yes.
I was directing the show. It was it was a big live show. It was like an AVN Awards quality show, and we had you know, we had like all professional hosts, all that stuff, teleprompters. So anyway, Riley goes up. She's up there presenting an award. Fucking hammer. Blotto. Like, you know, I don't think she even could say that. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was like, "Hi, I'm Riley Steele. Hi, I'm Adina Dazeen."
Like, it was bad,
right? So now, I'm backstage directing the awards. I got the little fucking headset on like this. I got my next presenters ready to go, which was one of them was Stormy Daniels. Now, obviously everybody knows who Stormy is, but if you know Stormy well,
girl, I know she's not, mean as hell, but she like my mean ass.
Do not fuck with Stormy. If there is one person, like my nickname for Stormy, she will tell you is Swamp Thing, because she's from Louisiana and she'll fuck you up. I mean, I've been around some shit with that, you know, where I've seen her do some shit. Anyway.
Why they love me.
So, you know, she comes, Riley comes off, and like Stormy makes a comment to me, like, drunk, you know, whatever,
drunk bitch.
Yeah, something like that, right? Like, or she just said a great job and like started laughing or something. Who the hell knows what it was? What does Riley do instead of just walking away? What'd you say, you old bitch?
No fucking way, not my little Riley.
You washed up, you washed up like whore or something like that, she said to her.
Fucking funny.
Dude, Stormy, I actually had to hold Stormy because she was going to kill her.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which would have been, hindsight being 2020.
Send him on stage for the fight. That's what I would have done. I would have,
yeah, like, would have been smart.
Yes.
People would have thought it's part of the show.
Yeah, make it part of
until the show. Until Riley didn't get up and we're bailing Stormy out of jail.
That part, yeah.
Until somebody's pressing charges. Yeah.
That's my Riley story.
That's a great story.
Oh my God. We have so many of them.
The same people are going to be going down. Ooh, you got to be nice.
That's true.
You know? Look, I've been doing this shit 24 years. You will, well, maybe you'll find one or two people, but for the most part, you're not going to find anybody that says anything
Dan
bad
Davis
about me.
Dan Davis is 137 years old.
I know. And that's what Jay's going to say bad shit
about
me.
I'm saying in dog years. He must be talking about in dog years.
Right? No, he's quoting fucking Coming to America, Joe Louis. He's 137
years old. That's one of my favorites. Anyway.
137 years old.
Aha. Aha.
Ra-ra-ra-ra. Taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha.
That's a movie. I would like to do something like that, how Eddie played all of these different characters, and I would love to do that in a movie.
Yeah.
You need an Arsenio Hall. Who is your Arsenio Hall?
No, I wouldn't have an Arsenio.
You need the other guy. Like, listen, the other guy, well,
Arsenio didn't have a guy with him.
No. Eddie Murphy, well, Arsenio, he needs his Arsenio Hall. Was, like,
and I got stories about them.
No.
Oh yeah.
We're not waiting for the
book. My girlfriend got hit on by Eddie Murphy, and she was working at a club in here in Jersey. He used to go to, and he invited her to her house, and she went to the party at the house.
Oh, fun!
But then Uncle Ray was like, "Yeah, had some designs on her too." She didn't get it though. And then she was supposed to go out with him the next night or something. They invited her back out, and she said no. She had to do her laundry or some shit.
Oh hell no! I'm like, I ain't got no laundry today.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, here we go.
Eddie Murphy.
I'm available all week.
You know what I found out this week? That the Golden Child. You see the Golden Child, the movie?
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah.
The kid was a girl.
Wow. That little boy that was the Golden Child.
No, it's a
but
little
not.
Girl.
But not. It's not a little boy. It's a little girl.
The
it's
but
amazing.
Not.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I'm full
of useful
information. You just know. You know it all.
We were talking about Halloween, the movie. Do you know the mask that Michael Myers wore? Do you know what mask that was?
That was a William Shatner mask.
So William, see, James knows shit.
Is it really?
I know that. I could just take his brain
Thank
and
you.
Put it in mine.
Yeah, no, I know the horror movie.
Misty, please don't do that.
Love making these horror movies. Yeah.
I have your brain.
Yeah.
Misty, keep your own brain. Please keep it in your head. I don't need I don't need James Bartolet's brain inside of your body. That is the last thing that I need. Be terrified. You would never leave your room. It's
Oh my gosh. I probably wouldn't. Oh my gosh. That's terrible. That's disgusting, actually.
It is. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Oh,
disgusting. Yeah. Get your fingers out of my pussy. Oh my goodness.
And scene. Murder Motel coming out soon.
Murder Motel.
Inside the Industry is on every Wednesday.
What is Murder Motel about?
Murder Motel.
I'm going to take a wild guess, Dan, and say murders at a motel.
These young girls, and it includes Misty Stone and Priya Rai, and these kids, they're in a car and they're going from Vegas to Reno, and they get pulled over by my character, who is the lead bad guy. He's this demented sheriff in this small.
So you play a demented sheriff.
Like Buford T. Justice or Roscoe P. Coltrane?
You know what? I loved Buford T. Justice. Jackie Gleason was a great man.
That wasn't Buford T. Justice.
Buford T. Justice was Smokey and the Bandit.
No, that was Walking Tall.
No. Buford T. Justice. Oh, it was something
Misty,
Justice.
Just pretend that you know what they're talking about.
Anyways.
I have no idea. So,
Jay, look up who played the sheriff in Jackie Gleason and Smokey the Bandit, what it was.
I'm sorry. I was too busy on Misty Stone's Wikipedia page.
Anyways, look up
Smokey the Bandit, the character that Jackie Gleason played.
Okay, and then somebody write in. Yeah. So they, I make the
See,
kids.
See, we would ask the crowd, but the crowd is a dumpster fire. So at this point, like, you know.
It's crowd, who the fuck was it?
Murder Motel was shot at the Clown Motel in Tonopah, Nevada, is halfway between Reno and Vegas.
And it was haunted.
And this is
you have to be a clown to stay there?
Place.
But everybody else had all of these experiences with, you know, paranormal activity and all this stuff. Even James. I mean, everybody kept telling me all this stuff. They're showing me videos of what they saw and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, me and Monkey were in the suite, and I'm pretty sure somebody had to die in that suite. I'm in the suite. And me and Monkey.
Well, the ghost came into your room, and he went, whoa, Misty.
Well, somebody was in my room.
Whoa, Misty. That's what is he, Dracula. Like the Count Jocula? Dracula?
Count Jocula.
Priya Rai was in my room.
One porn star.
She thought I touched her in the shower.
Yeah.
I didn't touch her.
To Misty's defense, she did touch her.
Yeah,
I did not.
This was the one time that Misty didn't touch anybody. Yep.
Who was Jackie Gleason?
Scary.
Yeah.
You know, I've got.
Eyes gouged out.
Hitchhiker Massacre is another one that I did. We shot up in San Bernardino, and that we had a couple of adult stars. I put in. Layla Sin from Israel. Yeah, Penthouse Pat.
I remember.
I had her in there and stuff, and that was crazy. We were filming a scene in the mountains in San Bernardino, and the girl kept screaming. And we're like, yeah, just a minute. We'll be right with you. What the fuck is wrong? We looked over. She was covered in fire ants. She'd been lying outside in the thing. And the reason the ants were all over her is we ran out of the fake blood. And here's a little something people don't know. Chocolate syrup. Chocolate syrup is used in movies when there's a lot of blood.
It is also used in chocolate milk.
Yeah. That part.
And by the way, James, I apologize. You're right.
Okay.
It was Buford T. Justice. Buford Pusser was Walking Tall.
Yeah.
So here's one thing that I want to do. People have been watching this episode now for an hour and 20 minutes. Why we call it the happy hour-ish. Now, for the people that watched the very beginning of this episode, I want to give you a gift from deep, deep down in my heart. Okay. James, what I'm going to need you to do is to turn around and show me the back of your head.
You gotta do it.
Oh, stop.
Come on. Are you ready?
Yes. Ready? I want to see this.
James cut his own hair today. You ready?
This, are ladies and gentlemen, put your head straight up. There you go. There you go. That is nice. That is, I'd give you like a probably D- for effort. I feel like it was rushed. The dismount was failed.
I feel like it was rushed.
Dan, what would you give? What would you grade that haircut?
Is there still hair back here?
If everybody is not laughing their fucking ass off right now, what the fudge cake?
They're gonna make a gif out of this, right?
So that's fucking funny.
Also uses chocolate syrup.
Yes.
Yes. Chocolate syrup. This guy is fucking chocolate syrup.
Very good. Oh my
I wanted God. To give a gift to the longtime listeners, the ones that Everybody, stick with us from the beginning.
Look under your chair.
Yeah. You get a car, and you get a car.
You get a car.
And you get a dildo.
By the way, we've made $55 since, like, what, Dan? Like, March 12th, so nobody gets a car. Like, there are no cars being handed out.
$1
unfortunately.
Not
$1.
Nope. I'm
going to donate. $1 today.
That's okay. You know, Dan, listen. We live to fight another day.
We remember, we know who each and every one of you are. We have your information right here.
I'm watching you.
We know everything.
I'm just pointing at James, actually, like this. James Bartlett.
James, I'm crushing your head, James.
Oh, man.
I'm crushing your head. He's stupid.
So, we've obviously descended to a point that I'm gonna need to ask the obvious question, which is.
This is all the whiskey I have left.
There you go. This is my second. I'm done.
This is just orange juice.
Yeah, he's done.
James Bartlett is just drinking orange juice. So, Misty, where can people find more about you? Where's your favorite world famous OnlyFans page hanging out these days?
That would be OnlyFans.com/MistyStone. That is where you can find all of my fun content. Lately, I have been doing a lot of stuff with a lot of the older legends in the industry. So you'll be able to see scenes with me and Beauty Dior, scenes with me and Havana Ginger, scenes with myself and Skin Diamond. I mean, I'm going, me and Naomi Banks, I'm going way back. I want all the legends.
My girl, Naomi. Love that girl.
Yeah. Oh, I got them all.
Heather Hunter. I'm trying
to get Cinnamon, too. Oh. I'm trying to get them all. I love Heather, but she ain't shooting. She's not doing it. I also have my Twitter account, which is MistyStoneXXX. That is MISTY. STONE, the numbers XXX, baby. If you want to check me out on Instagram and look at some of the censored stuff that I have, you can go to my Instagram account, which is MistyStone420, because I'm very 420 friendly. I have my signature doll out there at 1 a.m.
Doll USA.
Pleasure Products USA.
At 1 a.m. Doll USA.
Or StopUsingYourHand.com.
God darn it. Did they change it? Well, I got a doll. Look for my doll. Just
look
Google
the Misty Stone doll.
It's 1 a.m. doll USA.
Fleshlight, so don't forget about that. Go to fleshlight.com.
Her mouth doesn't exist anymore, but her butthole and vagina does.
Just my butthole and my vagina. Go ahead and support black businesses. I love you. Go ahead and support your girl.
Support black butthole.
If you want to hear how sex sounds over the phone, baby, you can call me at Verified Call. /Misty Stone. Everything is /Misty Stone. Just find me.
We're past the it's the legendary Misty Stone.
Go to mattress.com/Misty Stone.
mattress.com/anything/Misty Stone. You can buy shit for me.
You want pizza? Direct your pizza to Misty Stone's Pizza.
Wait, but now we get.
I got all kinds of shit.
And don't forget to check out my seminar at all of the Exoticas, how to get in the biz. You'll find out all that information.
And James, listen, I don't want to throw any shade on the OnlyFans page, so I'm going to throw up your OnlyFans. I want to hear about this. I want to hear about, like, what do people get if they subscribe to your – why should people subscribe to your OnlyFans page?
Oh, there's original content scenes, and since they're not making parodies, I'm doing the little mini parodies. So we've done the Pink Panther. We've done Kojak. My head was properly shaved that time. We've done a lot of these little tiny little parodies. We did one on Harvey Weinstein. Remember when I fucked at that little restaurant? Yeah. So that was cool. And then I turned around and I jacked off and I popped a plant. Love. You know, like Weinstein.
I'll take things not to make a parody of.
Exciting and new.
Yeah.
Things to not make a parody of. For Alex.
That will be on Jeopardy next year. Yeah, so there's a lot of different things on there. I've got some fans that want to have a solo scene. I called up everybody from Manuel to Evan,
Jay,
to Seth, everybody.
You got me. You got me.
All guys are doing it now. They're all doing solo stuff.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, there's something for everybody
They're
out there.
They're doing it for
Don't
the
laugh, Dan. No,
I'm laughing at Jay. I'm laughing at Jay.
I don't know what you're talking about. James, listen. You are a pioneer, my friend. You have climbed. You have climbed mountains that no man like yourself should be able to climb.
You should. So here, James. You should do seriously. Hold on. I'm giving you $1 million idea right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Jay. I have many $1 million ideas.
At least $350,000.
At least $350,000. But
yeah.
No, $3.50, like $3.50.
That's it. That's all I got.
Anyway, so you make a parody of all your famous sexual conquests. So you banging Liza Minnelli impersonator, you bang Debbie Reynolds, you
bang. That's kind of cool.
Whatever. Or if, look, if you can wheel them out now and do it, Debbie Reynolds, I think is dead, but
dig her up. Dig her up. Dig her up. Dig her up.
That's disgusting. But James, all right, Jay, how was that idea?
Listen, we'll broadcast on Exotica TV. What could possibly go wrong?
We can't show that though, dude.
I mean, we'll just blur him out. We'll just show a close up on James Bartolet's face.
Tell me that's not a good idea, James.
Yep. I like it.
It's really good. That is a good idea because I'm thinking about some stuff as I'm exiting out and going more full-time into mainstream. Mm-hmm. So that's...
Say exit stage right.
Yeah. Exit stage right, Ethan.
See? Told you. You were Snagger.
You are. It might have been. I don't know, James.
No, that wasn't me. I was like 4 or 5 years old when that came out. Hanna-Barbera.
He said I was
And
four.
That was 1964, 65 when that
then it couldn't have
came
been
out.
You, honey.
No. Yeah.
But James, what I do want to talk about before you go, I have
4 year old doesn't know what year that was.
Space Ghost. I loved all of those shows. Saturday morning was great, wasn't it, guys? Back
Space
in the
Ghost
day,
was older.
Yeah, but
yeah. Those
shows back then were fantastic. That's why I love doing these cartoons now. And Misty loves doing voiceovers. She's on Grand Theft Auto.
Los Angeles, number 5.
Hey.
I play all of the black hookers. How wonderful.
Go figure. Right?
Hey, this is this is the society I yep. live in.
By the way, you know,
my kids are playing that, and they go, is that mommy?
We used to do, you know, Shawn Michaels used to do a seminar at all our shows, but, you know, No Color Lines, it was a great seminar. We should definitely bring it back when the show comes back.
Yeah, definitely.
Without a doubt. I mean, but hey, yeah, look, we were the first, you know, we did that long before anybody. And, you know, we were embracing LGBT and BDSM before any other shows out
Both
there.
Both of us at the same time. It was a big BDSM,
we banned
LGBT.
Germany before everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
Before everybody else.
Oh. So, look, we want to thank you guys both for coming on and joining us. Yeah. The happy hour-ish is now the happy hour and 29-ish. In like one more minute or very soon, we're going to be hitting that hour and a half mark. But we want to thank you for joining us.
We'll do it live.
September, wherever you are, thank you again.
Something amazing.
Fucking thing
Be sure to check out exotica.tv for all our old episodes. Next Friday, Mr. Jay will be back live with me. He'll be in Vermont. I'll still be in my fucking basement because I know where I belong. We are going to have a very special guest, the one and only Lisa fucking Ann. So she's got a rare Friday off when she's not doing her fantasy sports show on Sirius XM. So she's spending her Friday with us. So that'll be cool.
Very excited.
For my hetero life mate, Jay, I'm Dan. Stay safe.
Stay sexy, buddy. We'll catch you.